From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is staunchly defending the administration's handling of the Benghazi terror attack in what may be her final congressional testimony on the matter before she steps down. A few hours after addressing the Senate, she's now fielding questions in the U.S. House.
As I have said many times since September 11th, I take responsibility and nobody is more committed to getting this right. I am determined to leave the State Department and our country safer, stronger, and more secure.
But Republicans in both chambers accuse the State Department of ignoring consulate requests for additional security ahead of last September's attack that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. The House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a measure permitting the government to borrow enough funds to avoid a first-time default for at least 4 months. The measure passed by a vote of 285 to 144 as majority Republicans backed away from previous demands that any increase in the government's borrowing cap be combined with an equivalent amount of spending cuts. It has been nearly 3 months since Superstorm Sandy devastated the Northeast. Most people assume that Manhattan is completely back to normal, but NPR's Margo Adler says not so.